This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Denver City Council postponed a vote on a proposed contract to replace the city's controversial Flock safety license plate reader cameras with a new system from Axon, leaving the city days away from its current surveillance agreement expiring on March 31. Councilmember Kevin Flynn moved for the delay during Monday's meeting, as several council members said they had not been given enough time to review the contract details, according to Denverite. The proposed one-year, $150,000 contract with Axon would install 50 license plate reading cameras across Denver, less than half the 100-101 cameras in the current Flock system. Unlike Flock, Axon has no national database, and the contract limits data access to Denver safety personnel with a 21-day retention policy, down from Flock's 30-day window, the Denver Gazette reported, an unlikely coalition. The delay came after 55 people signed up for public comment, according to the Denver Gazette. More than 40 were in opposition, according to Councilmember Stacey Gilmore. The opposition spans the political spectrum. Katie Leonard, with the Denver Party for Socialism and Liberation, warned that normalizing automated surveillance would, quote, fast-track ourselves into, really, what would turn out to be an AI-powered police state, facilitated by multi-billion-dollar private corporations, end quote, Denver 7 reported. Conservative privacy advocates share that concern. Mike Rawluck of the Ralston Valley Coalition told the Kim Monson Show that the issue is the technology itself, not the vendor. Quote, what we're forgetting is not the company. It's the technology, Rawluck said. And if we keep it broad-based and say we'd like to not be surveilled as we drive, as opposed to we don't like Flock safety for some reason because it's a lightning rod, we need to get down to the actual fundamentals here, end quote. City defends the technology. Mayor Mike Johnston's administration framed the Axon contract as a compromise between public safety and civil liberties. Tim Hoffman, the mayor's director of policy, said Flock cameras have helped Denver police recover 446 stolen vehicles, make 528 arrests, and take 63 firearms off the street since summer 2024. License plate reader data was used in more than 40% of the city's homicide investigations and 23% of non-fatal shooting investigations in 2025, according to Denver 7. The ACLU of Colorado and members of Denver's Surveillance Task Force sent a letter urging a no vote, arguing the city should not rush into a new contract, quote, absent any statutory regulation, end quote. Quote, the city cannot simply move from one dragnet surveillance company to another and trust that these for-profit companies will put people's civil liberties first, end quote, said Anya Robinson, ACLU of Colorado's public policy director, according to the Denver Gazette. What comes next? City Council will reconvene March 31 to vote on the contract, the same day the existing Flock agreement expires. The city's surveillance task force has been working on a broader ordinance governing surveillance technology, but has not yet finalized it. Even if the city ends its Flock contract, privately owned Flock cameras operated by homeowner associations and local businesses will remain, and Denver police could still access that data if the owners cooperate, the Denver Gazette noted. And now, Kim's perspective. When the Denver Party for Socialism and Liberation and conservative privacy advocates are saying the same thing, maybe it is time to listen. The question in Denver is not whether Axon is better than Flock. The question is whether any government should be tracking where its citizens drive. Swapping one surveillance vendor for another does not address the fundamental liberty concern. Denver City Council has 1 week to decide whether convenience for law enforcement justifies a system that captures millions of images of vehicles driven by people who are not suspected of any crime. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.